Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Authorities in Belgium say they are looking for a man who was seen on surveillance images at the Brussels airport along with two apparent suicide bombers. The group calling itself the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for twin bombings at the airport as well as a blast at a subway station. The bombings killed at least 31 people and wounded more than 270 others, including some Americans. The country's threat alert remains at its highest level, with the airport and several subway stations still closed today. Security forces have been standing guard around the neighborhood housing the headquarters of the European Union institutions in Brussels. President Obama, meanwhile, is rejecting a proposal from Republican White House candidate Ted Cruz for stepped-up patrols of Muslim neighborhoods in the U.S. NPR Scott Horsley reports Obama says that's the wrong way to respond to terror attacks like the ones this week in Brussels.
President Obama says battling the group behind the Brussels attacks, ISIS, is his number one priority. And he says the U.S. has to carry out that fight in an intelligent way. Obama, who was in Cuba earlier this week, argues Ted Cruz's plan to have law enforcement patrol and secure Muslim neighborhoods in the U.S. would be counterproductive.
I just left a country that engages in that kind of neighborhood surveillance, which, by the way, the father of Senator Cruz escaped for America, the land of the free.
Obama also dismissed Cruz's call for carpet bombing ISIS strongholds, saying that would serve as a recruiting tool for the terrorist group. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
With less than 2 weeks left until the presidential primary election in Wisconsin, hopefuls are beginning to flock to that state. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, LaToya Dennis has more.
At a town hall meeting west of Milwaukee, Governor John Kasich hammered home the message. He's the only person who can beat Democrat Hillary Clinton. Kasich told the crowd of hundreds that he needs their help.
Look, I had to take care of Ohio. I'm here a little bit late. We know that. But you can change it all for me if you really want to.
So far, the Ohio governor has only won his home state, making it impossible for him to win enough delegates to secure the GOP nomination before the convention. While Kasich was in one part of the Milwaukee area, Senator Ted Cruz was in another. Chelsea Clinton will also appear in Wisconsin this week to campaign for her mother. For NPR News, I'm LaToya Dennis in Milwaukee.
A storm that brought freezing snow to the Denver area has resulted in more than 700 flight cancellations. According to airport officials, the blizzard-like conditions brought down power lines. Crews were able to restore power by mid-morning, but the outage prevented them from refueling aircraft and also made de-icing difficult. The airport is shut down there. The storm is expected to bring 6 to 12 inches of snow, making roads treacherous and resulting in some school cancellations. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 79 points. This is NPR. Authorities in Southern California say they've discovered a secret cross-border tunnel linking an area east of San Diego to Mexicali, Mexico, but they're offering few details. Dozens of tunnels have been found in recent years linking the U.S. to Mexico, many of which have been used by drug smugglers. Mexico's Sinaloa cartel has long controlled trafficking along the border in California's Imperial Valley. Microsoft billionaire Paul Allen has announced a $100 million program to fund high-risk scientific research. NPR's John Hamilton reports the money will go to projects that might not get funded through traditional channels.
Allen has already invested hundreds of millions in institutes in Seattle that study the brain and living cells. During a ceremony at the National Academy of Sciences in Washington, D.C., he said the new venture, called the Frontiers Group, will fund independent researchers doing cutting-edge work in the life sciences.
The Frontiers Group will enable some of our most promising bioscientists to follow their intuitions, explore big ideas, and achieve breakthroughs at a faster pace.
Among the first projects to be funded are so-called discovery centers at Stanford University and Tufts University. The Stanford Center will create computer models to study how bacteria interact with the immune system. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Actor Ken Howard has died. Howard, who starred in the popular 1970s TV series The White Shadow, along with a number of other movies, including The Judge and the head of the fictional cable TV series 30 Rock, served as president of SAG-AFTRA, the Performers Union, representing 160,000 actors, broadcasters, and recording artists, including many newsroom employees at NPR. No cause of death was disclosed. Howard was 71. I'm Jeff.